John, down to the last four in Tyrone, Trillicull Island, Errigachearn and Carrickmore.
Yeah.
Are they the best four teams in the county?
I think, Tom, at this stage they are. They're there on merit, Tom, to be honest with you. Excuse me. I've seen a couple of games now, and Cull Island were worth their one against Killiclacher. In fairness, I suppose Clonoe put it up to Trillic last week. They're just won the game at the end, really. You know, they got a goal at 9 minutes, so it sort of made the score a bit different. But to be fair to Clonoe now, Clonoe put it up to them. But Errigal as well, Tom, are there on merit again, played well. Very young team coming through there, Tom. And, you know, they're going to be a team for the future. But whether or not this year's going to be their year, I don't know. But at this stage, Tom, they're there on merit. And then finally, Carrickmore, who came through the replay during the week. That game again could have went anyway, Tom. I think it was a point at the end.
Yeah, Eden Dark are probably the one team that feels maybe they could be there as well.
It's disappointing for Eden Dark, you know, because Tom, they're an exciting young team, very good team, and like they seem to last year they played with Niall Morgan out the field, and this year they seem to be able to afford to have him inside. So, you know, they're an exciting wee team coming through. There's some great, you know, McCurry was man of the match on the replay there, and his scoring ability is unreal. And they have a couple of good players as well, Tom, young McKilpatrick and stuff like that. They're all, you know, these are all sort of Dungannon people. Their families are all Dungannon lads. Big Aidan Kilpatrick, the play for Tyrone. His son, got a couple of sons playing there. So it's a pity that, look, it's unfortunate, but Carrickmore, Tom, again, you know, they're a hardened team in Tyrone. They're a team that, you know, they've got the championship pedigree, Tom, and they're there because of experience and they're strong enough. And I suppose it was the old dogs at the end of the day that carried them through, the likes of Penrose getting 2-2, I think, and Conor Gormley stepped up, I think, at the very end with one of his points as well. So, you know, they've a lot of experience throughout, but they're still a very young team as well.
Yeah. Anyway, I suppose onto the weekend games. The reality is, I suppose, the big game of the weekend is Trillic and Cull Island.
I suppose, looking at it, you know, people will look at the game and the game, they look at the Errigal, or look at the Cull Island and Trillic, and they're looking at, it's one game that's going to be very hard to call. Obviously, Cull Island are the reigning champions. Trillic are a team coming through again. As I talk about pedigree, they've got, you know, they're a team coming through. They've won the championship 2 or 3 years ago. You know, the Donnelly, the two Donnelly lads, and then the two Brennans there, and they've a couple of great players up front, Tom. So this game will be I'm looking forward to this game because it's going to be a game again. As I said, nobody can call this. Cull Island are going well. They were very impressive against Killiclacher last week, but to be fair, I felt that Killiclacher were a bit disappointing. They seemed to be, you know, they gave about 10 to 15 minutes first half, and that was it, Tom. They didn't seem to be able to compete at all. I mean, whether that was down to the strengths of Cull Island, I don't know, but they were poor. But Cull Island, Tom, and to be fair, they looked very, very strong. You know, the players of the game that they have, the likes of Paddy Hampsey, Tom, played very well. Young McKiernan from Tyrone, both them two lads played very well. But the wee lad up front too, Tiernan Quinn, Tom, excellent footballer, excellent scoring forward. Brian Toner's back playing at his best. So, you know, Cull Island are going to be a team, Tom, that are, I'm sort of half involved in there. So I know that their ambitions are big. They're looking to win Tyrone. They're looking even further ahead if they can. So this is going to be a big game. But still in all, Tom, Trillic, as I said, with the players that they have, you know, with the county experience that they have in there, and then with Liam at the helm, which is another man to have, you know, and to have there on the line, he is perfect. So it's a game. Obviously, nobody can call it, Tom. It's Calendar obviously favours, but I don't know. It's one that I couldn't call anyway at this stage.
And then moving on to the second one, Errigachearn and Carrickmore. Errigachearn on form will be the favourites.
Errigachearn, Tom, are looking good again, as I said. They're a very young team, Tom. A lot of young lads coming in there. Like Peter Hart's playing well for them again. Like Peter's young lad playing. They're scoring forwards, Tom, are amazing. That's what amazed me about them. I've seen them and their ability to get scores, Tom. And I always say, like, when you've got forwards that can get you scores, especially when you're needing them in different, you know, in a club game where it's a dogged hard game, when you have the forwards that can knock over the odd point for you, Tom, that keeps you going. That's what Errigal's got at the minute, and they're a team that I sort of felt at the start of the year that could come on to win it, but I didn't realise it's amazing how young, Tom, they are. They're all, like, I think the average age is like 21, 22, so they're a very, very young team. But Carrickmore, Tom, as we all know, an old hard dog team from Tyrone that have been winning championships. They've won the most championships in Tyrone, they've the record for that. So they're going to be a team, Tom, that's going for it. Unfortunately for them, they had to play midweek, Tom. It's tough to for these lads to be playing, you know, a match during the week and then to come back and play another one now on Saturday for, you know, club level. Like, there's an example, Tom, of a young lad, a young boy working in Belfast, that he played on Tuesday night, and he had to go straight to Belfast that night back to work. And you know, that's the kind of things that, you know, it's tough on young lads to have to do that. You know, straight back to Belfast, go to work in the morning, and like, he had to come back up then for training on Thursday night. Them kind of things, Tom, they eventually get to you and fatigue will set in. So Carrickmore probably has a slight disadvantage on the fact that they play during the week, but their confidence is good, Tom, as I say. They're, you know, the older players are playing well for them, and they have a couple of young lads as well coming in. So they're going to be a team, Tom, that's going to fancy their chances against Errigal too, because like, this is a local derby for them, and there's not much love lost between the two teams. So again, it'll be a spicy game, Tom.
And tell me, who are the key personnel on both sides? Obviously, Peter Hart, you mentioned Derek Canavan.
Well, Peter's the man that's playing well, but young Tiernan, Peter's young lad as well. He's going for him as well. He's an exciting young player, Tom. For Carrickmore, again, one of the young boys, I can't remember his name, the young lad, he played for the minors. He won an All-Star there. He was very exciting there for them during the week. Martin Penrose, he's got a new lease of life, Tom, as well. And Conor Gormley, again, Conor's playing in the sort of like a sweeping role there, and he's revving things up at big time, Tom, and he's playing very well for them. Young boy Kieran Daly, I think it's the boy he's a young minor lad, or a young under 20 lad, he's very, very good for them. He's doing a lot of scoring for them as well. He's a free hitter and all. So, Tom, it's a game that I honestly, at this stage, couldn't call either. People are sort of thinking, at the fact that Carrickmore had to play during the week, that they're going to be at a disadvantage. But still, in all, Tom, the prize of a county final for a Carrickmore man, they're nearly equivalent to what Kerry are in the All Ireland series. They're a dogged team that can, once they get their noses in front, they're going to be very hard to beat, you know.
And tell me, if you were to put a wager on it, who'll be in the final Sunday evening?
On the Trillick Killeland side, Tom, look, I still feel Killeland have that wee bit of class. You know, the players that they have, like Toner and Quinn up front for them, and then you've got the two lads in the defensive. They're very like the two county lads that are playing for them, Tom, played very well last week, and you know, that was a springboard for the team to go on and won the match last week. So I still feel that they have the personnel maybe to look after the likes of Lee Brennan and Matty Donnelly, players like that. So I would fancy maybe Killeland to go on and take that game. Again, on the other one, look, I still feel that Errigal, they're young, but they're a classy team, Tom. And Carrickmore have been pushed there twice in the past 2 weeks. So there's going to be a bit of fatigue in their legs, I would imagine, for Sunday. And I just feel that Errigal probably have enough to put them through. So it looks like possibly an Errigal-Killeland final.